Welcome to Career Conversations. I'm Gail Donner, and this is one in a series of interviews with registered practical nurses. For this interview, I'm delighted to introduce Diane Stroop, who is currently working as a registered practical nurse at Avalon Retirement Home in Orangeville. I'm going to let Diane tell you her career story.
My career story started as an RNA back in 67, 68 when I took the RNA course. That time I worked 3 years in the hospital and I was in the orthopedic wing. Worked as a floor nurse, and then I took some time out to raise my 7 children. I decided after that to look for work in my nursing career and found that there was an opening as a PSW in Avalon Retirement Center in long-term care. I contacted the director of care and she hired me over the phone, and so I started there as a PSW 25 years ago.
Why did you decide to work as a PSW?
Even though I was still registered in the 60s, we didn't have as many skills as an RPN is taught now. So I thought by starting as a PSW, I would start at the grassroots and see how a nursing home worked. I never worked in a nursing home in long-term care. So I thought it would be a good springboard. And then I blossomed from there, I could say. I took several courses, some of them being the medication course. I took about 18 credits in gerontology by taking palliative care courses. I took an RPN leadership course, catheterization, and I transitioned as an RPN.
That's impressive. Can you talk a little bit about some of the highlights of your career as an RPN?
My highlight is, I think, becoming a charge nurse in a long-term care facility. I'd never dreamt that as an RNA, as a floor nurse, that I'd be able to do that. Along with that comes a lot of decision-making. So again, I took another course, which was a physical assessment course to allow me to assess a resident better. I took an IV course so I could do the therapy for morphine and things like that. I think my palliative care nursing, though, is a highlight. I really enjoyed, and I don't know if it's an enjoyable thing, but it's a lot of satisfaction in helping people in palliative care. And then last year was a really big highlight. I won the Ontario Long-Term Care Association Award for Excellence in Nursing, and that was just amazing that people thought enough of me to bring my name forward and that I won that. That was unbelievable as an RNA, like I said.
It's true that nothing beats recognition by our colleagues and peers. Tell me about Red Day at Avalon.
I'm fond of the veterans, and I know that the elderly have done so much, and so have the veterans in our society. So on every Friday, we try to wear red. So I've got all the managers dressed up in red now, and the staff, so that they ask us, well, why is everybody wearing red? And we say, well, we do that to honor the veterans and to remember the veterans. Similarly, we have a rainbow auxiliary that I started up, and the elderly have a wish maybe that they'd like to go somewhere to the dome to see a game or to have a helicopter ride or whatever it is. We try and make their wish come true. And
can I ask what message you have for your colleagues, for other nurses?
To keep learning throughout your career and to embrace the field that you choose and then pour your heart and your learning into it, and try not to have any regrets by always being honest and doing the best you can in all your roles, but also to set realistic goals, and to, when you do attain goals, also remember your family. You have to take time for your family as well as your career.
My goodness, you're a woman of many talents. What's in your plan?
My plan is now to work another 3 years. I still try to go to workshops and things when there's things to be offered, of course. And the next 3 years, I hope to retire when I'm 65 so that I can, in my retirement, maybe use some of my skills to volunteer, to show others what a nurse really can do. I'll always be a nurse because that's what I am.
Thank you so much. This has been a Career Conversation with Diane Stroop. Thank you so much for sharing your career story with us. Please listen to the other Career Conversations on the RPNAO website. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.